Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good Friday afternoon to everyone, and welcome to the new August 1st week of the month show with Optimize Your Life, featuring the most wonderful, incredible leader, pilot, hero, family man, extraordinary, humanitarian of the year award man, five-time Nobel laureate nominee. I would like you to meet my personal friend, Captain Len Cain. Good afternoon, Len.
Well, it's a pleasure and an honor to be with you, my friend and partner and senior advisor, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ron Clayton, and he is the head of the Hope Collection, wonderful organization, helping people here, there, and everywhere, nationwide, worldwide. And they run this show, Blog Talk Radio show, once a week, or on Fridays that I am with them. But they also do it six other days. And that's the nice part about it. They're helping make it a better world, individual. And we're not selling anything. We're just trying to help make it a better world. And helping people, individuals, family, friends, neighbors, churches, charities, and on and on. It's an honor and a pleasure. God bless you, my friend Ron Clayton. Keep up your great work, and I'm here to help. Back over to you, sir.
Well, you know, if you've ever seen, like, the there's a race in Alaska every year called a dinner ride. And they have a team of dogs. That they hitch up to the sleigh, and they cross, I don't know, all the way across Alaska, and the bitter winds and snow and cold, and they're work. I mean, they work themselves to the bone, and they're led by a leader. And what's so excited about the Golden Rule Society and your relationship having evolved and developed with Dr. Joel Griffin with the Hope Collection, you're like that guy that's doing out there mush, you're leading us, you're guiding us, you're leading us to that wonderful victory of that dinner ride, and it's a tribute to you, Len, and I'm so proud that we are able to have and invite you and join with you on Fridays to unite our hearts in a common cause, which is making this a better world. By any chance, did you happen to check your emails this morning? I didn't put any words on it. I forwarded you through my email a little something that I'm going to mail to you, but I was hoping you might be able to look at your emails and see it first. I'm sitting here next to me at my desk here in the living room. I've got this platter that's the American flag, and sitting in front of it is this, ceramic block. It has these words written into the block. Very simple, very clean. It says, be kind. Well, I'm sending you this block so you can put it on your desk, Len, and you can have it next to you when you're broadcasting your live shows with your video. And you're talking about the campaign. Well, between the flag and the be kind block here, well, it's like shouting at you, saying, just that, be kind. And there's such a wonderful story that you've shared that you got from your mom before you went off to go to the service, leave your home, leave your family, leave the country. And you went on to do and accomplish incredible feats that are all about serving. You know, I know you could have written the book Servant Leader. Now, another man did that. It's been very, very successful. I know churches that use that book as their kind of their handbook for their Sunday school classes. And then many leaders have pointed out that this book, Being a Servant Leader, we all should read it. And we all should follow the example. And what it says is this. You don't look to be, what are you going to get? How am I going to be? Where am I going to? What do you do for me? Will you do that? And even saying things like, will you do this for me? The opposite is, what can I do for you? How can I serve? How can I help make your life better? What is it that you want to do? Where is your heart want to follow? And in doing that, that's a total fulfillment of our total existence that God put in us. He put in it, each one of us, the desire, first and foremost, is to serve. First thing we're supposed to serve is Him. And then anything else comes second. It's okay. It doesn't matter what you put a second. It might be your family. Could be an organization you belong to, work. You can serve all those things, but the number one thing you better serve is God. When you do that, all the other things will be added unto you. In fact, that's scriptural too. But Len, I just love the fact that when you were leaving, your mom pulled you aside and said, son, you know, when mom says those words, mom pulls you aside and says, she's got your attention. Now, son, well, what she did, she's giving you a legacy of how to live, or how to do it in such a wonderful way that anywhere you go, I've heard stories about people say, well, you know, I know this guy, when he walks in the room, if it's pitch black, it lights up. I know he's been, I walked into rooms where there was so much horror and terror and so much hurt and so much just angst. Len Cain walks in the room, and it isn't 5 minutes later. There are people that are starting to grab their hands and shake hands, put their arms on their shoulders, reaching out and trying to cause and change the attitude of that room. Before it's all done, it's like walking into a Christmas Eve candlelight service where the pastor hands out a candle and lights a lit candle to one person who passes it to the next person. Within a few minutes, you're going to have 1,000 people in a pitch-black room, and that room is big daylight because someone passed their light to somebody else. They were kind. Len, you epitomize the person of being kind. Want to talk to us about the kindness campaign? Hello? Len, are you there? Len, your
can
phone
you hear
might
me?
Be muted. Now I can hear you. You must have been muted.
Yes, it was muted because somebody else was trying to call on the other phone. But anyway, God bless you for the wonderful words. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a beautiful picture of the flag of the United States of America. And right next to it is a beautiful thing that Mr. Ron Clayton created himself. And it's this nice sign, nicely done. And it says, be kind. And he carries on with the wonderful history of that. Years ago, when I finished high school, I was leaving to go into the Navy. And I was ready to leave, and my mother said to me as I was getting ready to walk out the door, she said, Len, wherever you go, whoever you meet, whatever you do, be kind. And those words, two words, have stayed in my heart, in my mind, in my soul for all these years. And I live it. I just don't, yes, yeah, that's a good idea. But that's what it is. Wherever you go, whatever you do, be kind to others. And you know what? It's the same thing that we've been doing for the Golden Rule Society charity for more than 50 years. We're all non-paid volunteers, by the way, and we help children, churches, charities, nationwide, worldwide. And that's the nice part about it. And I always jokingly say, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the radio show. I know you can't see me, but I jokingly say, watch my lips. The nice words are, be kind. And that's where it starts. And we take it from there with the courtesy and kindness to everyone and everybody. For more than 50 years, that's a half of a century. Wow, that's what it's about, and we're just happy to be part of it. And as Mr. Ron Clayton said, we've only got 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize, and they said in 2014 that I was number 2 in the world. And here I am, I was just a country boy from Pennsylvania, coal miner's kid, to beat that number 2 in the world. And I told the people from the organization. I said, well, I don't want to be number two. I want to be number one, because that's the goal, is everybody, to be the best you can be and help as many people as you can. God bless us all, and thank you, Ron, for everything you have done and to continue what you're doing. And we're here to serve. That's why I call it the KISS program. Keep it simple, servant. Simple as that. Why not be kind? Try it. It really works. You'll see the ball. Your life will change for the better, by golly. And pass it around. Back over to you, Ron. Thank you kindly. I've got more to go, but I don't want to interrupt all the nice things you're talking about.
Well, you know, I'm really excited, Len. I know that talking with one of the board members, one of the senior advisors to the Golden Rule Society, and a fellow who also sits on the board of the Hope Collection because of his expertise in arts and communications, health, many, many areas. A young man from Atlanta, Georgia. His name is Country Boy. And working with him hand in hand and with you and the Golden Rule Society, we're launching or relaunching the kindness campaign going forward. I think everyone would agree that's listening into the show in the archives, which we archive the show every day, and just so you can send it to somebody else or back to yourself to listen to it another time, or send it to someone you'd like to invite to the show. But you say, hey, I want to, you know, you can tell your friends, I want to introduce you to Top Gun, the original Top Gun. He flew more sorties in one day in different airplanes than anybody else in the history of the Navy or the Air Force. He won his squadron that he was in charge of. Not a plane, the squadron. And I think that's got to be at least 12 planes, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty close on the number. But that means 12 planes went through a contest where there were different exercises that had to be performed in precision control. You know, when you're flying a plane 1,000 miles an hour, and you got a guy off your wingtip, 4 feet off your wingtip, and you're going to little tilt to the right a little bit, tight to the left a little bit, go up a little bit, and move your avalons, and go up a little bit, or turn a little down a little bit, and suddenly you're diving. When you're doing that with 12 planes around you, you better darn well be accurate and control that plane. You know, when you're in the air and you're flying 1,000 miles an hour, there's no room for guessing. There's no room for, I'm scared. There's no, even if you are, you can't let it control you. You have total control of that multi-million-dollar piece of equipment that thousands of people put together so that you could help defend us, and did marvelously in your tenure in the Navy. And, you know, we have other associates who are pilots, I mean, good pilots, but there's only one Top Gun. And now there's a renewed Top Gun. They just renewed you again. They just updated your flight instructions, Len, and recognized you one more time. So I salute you. I only dream. Today I'm your wingman in the Golden Rule Society, and so are many other very, very prominent people. But our goal is to take and let the world know we're involved in kindness. This is an American program. Would you all agree that right now America needs kindness? Which you see what the media, most people don't realize the reason you see so much crap on TV from the news media, they make money. They have more stuff that's, the plane that doesn't get there gets more attention than the 375,000 planes that flew today and made it to where they're supposed to go. But you only hear about the one plane that had a tire blow on the runway in Wisconsin. That's the only thing you hear tonight. Thousands and thousands and thousands of miles and thousands, tens of thousands of people moved all over the world and got there. And, you know, today, you can go from Buffalo, New York, anywhere in the world in a little over a day or a little over it because of the power and the might and the ability of the great American ingenuity, the level of technical advancement, the level of mechanical, the level of people who produce, who are heroes in this world, the greatest economy, the greatest country that gives and gives the most, the greatest country that has lifted more people out of poverty than any time in the history of mankind. You can go back to Egypt, Rome, and go to all the different societies and cultures. Great Britain had the flags all over the world, but they had they call it something that's the British Empire. That was the next last greatest empire that existed in the world that helped people, and they did the best they could with the way they were operating and their rules. But the United States of America, that was founded by a group of godly men that first acknowledged that they were not great, but God was their creator. They put him first. And so everything we do comes after that. So, guys, understand this. You live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. Len Cain is so popular. Even in the middle of his Friday show, people all around the world are trying to, that's probably his wife, trying to get a hold of him. You know, everybody wants a piece of Len Cain. The wonderful thing is that we get his heart every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern time. And he spreads his heart out and his love and his intelligence, his abilities, his history, his enthusiasm for the future. We get it every Friday. You know, I'm talking to the world right now. What would you give to have an hour with a gentleman who in America is known as the Humanitarian of the Year, Man of the Year? How many of you what would you give to have an hour of time sitting with a Nobel Peace Prize nominee, 5 times nominee? The only reason he didn't win in 14 was Mother Teresa was recognized. And I know Len would say, hey, he recognized her greatness and why she deserved it too. But, you know, how many of you what would you do to have an hour anytime to sit with a guy who raced and flew airplanes at Mach 1 plus speed? They were talking about a multi-million dollar airplane, jet, and he could fly from one end of the world to the other. What would you pay to be able to sit down and have some time with him? But guess what? You come to the Hope Collection, you don't got to pay nothing. I will say that the cost for being in this part of this group, whether it's Golden Rule Society or the Hope Collection, is that we ask you to serve. We ask you to be kind.
Hello.
We ask you to join us to make this happen. Right, Len?
Absolutely. Happy to be with you, and just welcome to everybody and anybody that wants to visit and take advantage of all the wonderful things that are available to you and yours and your church and your charity through our Golden Rule Society. And again, we've been doing this for over 50 years. Half of a century, more than a half of a century. And we're all non-paid volunteers, and I keep telling people, we're not trying to sell anything. We're trying to make everybody more successful and helping any way that we can. And by the way, I'm going to invite you, be sure that you have a paper and a pencil to write down the information that I'm going to share with you during this show so that you can know where to go, what to get, and make a life better for yourself and yours. And I will describe some of the things. And you're going to say, wow, this is really great. And I always ask you to promise, when you get it and you take a look at it and you say, this is super, I'm going to share it with the family, church, charity, friends, neighbors, on and on. There's no limit, but that's the idea. And this is, we just a redo and a rebuilding and re-jazzing, if you will, the Golden Rule Society's Worldwide Kindness Campaign. Wow, that sounds kind of earth-shattering, earth-moving. Yeah, we don't want to shatter anything. We just want to move it forward, positive and good. And I'll give you the information. So if you're listening to the show and you want to call one of your family, friends, somebody, hey, tell them to log on to the goal, to the website. I mean, to the Mr. Ron Clayton's wonderful show. Here it is. I guess the Hope Radio Show. And I'm just honored to be here, and it takes my breath away sometimes, because just to be able to contact and be in touch with people all over the world to do help and make it a better world for them is really touches the heartstrings. So keep up the good work and be ready, and I'm going to be giving you some news and places to go, things to do, all that good stuff. And Ron, I can't thank you enough for all the wonderful things you have done, are doing, and continue to expand. And that's why we're here, both of us, everybody, to serve. God bless. Over to you, Ron.
Thank you, Len. I would like to say, you know, we have a number of people that come on the show from all over the United States. And of late, I would tell you, on any given day, our numbers are increasing every single day of the week of joining the call. And people are bringing new people to the show or helping them join Golden Rule Society or joining the Hope Collection. And this is really, really exciting. This is the vision that Joel Griffin had. And our shows are all about linking people to the connections that can make things happen. You know, what they need in San Diego right now, they just need to have Ron Clayton over there trying to have some of the wonderful seafood that they serve down at the Bluefish restaurant there in the waterfront, or go to the Hotel Coronado. I know they need that happening in San Diego. But you know what? What they need in Missouri may not mean necessarily what they need in Buffalo, New York. So our programs are all customizable to whatever location, whatever the demographics of the group or the people that you're wanting to do something with. We are so adaptable to operate in a positive, professional manner. And, you know, a couple of things that are just in the works right now, I share with you. For the longest time, we had projects. Joel would find them, and we'd be working to make them happen. Quite frankly, the reason they didn't happen wasn't because Joel didn't work or that we didn't have good, smart people working with us. Many times it boiled down to the funding. Well, today, the projects that Hope Collection is now pursuing with another partner, just like similar to the Golden Rule Society, Jobonomics is an economic development program that is founded by a game. Another fighter pilot, of course, he was the Air Force. I know it wasn't Navy, but he was Air Force. And he's a hero. He was a decorated hero from the Vietnam War. And then he went to work for Northrop Grumman, and he helped build some planes. Like, have you ever heard of Skunk Works? Well, Northrop Grumman had this division, and what they did is they gave these guys a group of criteria. They wanted a plane that would fly beyond the speed of sound, that could fly silent and on radar, and wouldn't be able to be caught and found, and could also, not be detected. And also be able to go to a place, like going from an Air Force base in the United States in the desert and go all the way over to the Middle East. And they could refuel it in the air. Well, the criteria for building it, and then they got a budget. And they gave it to a group of designers, engineers, visionaries, workers called Skunk Works. Chuck Romer worked in Skunk Works. You might have heard of a B-17. B-17. Anyways, that was that very plane that I just described. How about everybody's heard of the Black Widow? That's the first stealth airplane that flew multiple Mach whatever, I don't know, 2, 3, whatever it is. And the fastest plane to this day, no one has ever built a plane that flies as fast as the Black Widow. And that plane single-handedly helped break and create and stopped wars from happening and are reducing times because it could fly at such heights and speed that nobody could catch it. And Chuck Vollmer was on that project. Well, today he retired from manufacturing in that site and working in a consultant. He founded Golden Rule Society. He founded Jobonomics. And that is a primarily funded program that develops in economic areas of the country where the things are not as strong, and they need to develop programs and companies to make things happen, and then new housing and everything does to support new areas of growth. Chuck has written 18 books, bestsellers. One of them I'm reading right now. What he did is the organization found an opportunity working with some private entities that take silos. You remember the grain elevators? And all over the Midwest, we have the most there ever was because the grain elevator was founded in Buffalo, New York. And they took these elevators and they've converted them into hotels. They're built like bomb shelters. You couldn't take an atom bomb to knock them down. They've also converted them now to produce what's called hydropump electricity. And so you can't tear them down, but how about turning them, converting them into energy producing? You know, right now, the way it's set up, the bureaucrats, politicians want you to buy an electric car. There's not enough power. If right now everybody bought a car, they'd all be sitting in the driveway because they couldn't use them because there's not enough power made in the United States to fill and charge a battery. Not enough. So it's a fallacy that, well, you're going to do this and we're going to be okay. And by the way, they cost $60,000. And if a battery goes down, you're talking $20,000 to replace it. So I don't think right now is necessarily the right time to be telling somebody, give up your gas car automobile. That's a political statement. I will admit that. But anyways, we have a program now, and Chuck wrote a book about it, that we can take silos and convert them into energy sources and storage. Just think of a silo. It looks like a battery. We're able to sell and then create electricity and then sell it back to the grid so there's more electricity to be used in the immediate area. It could operate programs like businesses. It could operate certain just dedicated things or sell it back to the grid and let them move it on to somebody. That's only one program, guys, that we've got. How about if you've ever been to Las Vegas and you walk down a street called Fremont? It's the old downtown, and it was crumbling. You know, 20 years ago, Fremont Street was about to be, it was Skid Row, the original hotel of all the hotels, the Golden Nugget. It was located there. Still is. That whole area has been totally revived. And what they did, the resurrection of Fremont Street, is they put up a canopy. And under that canopy, it has visual, audio and visual lighting and effects and movies and play, all kinds of things that can be printed and portrayed on that. And they can have concerts under this thing. It has completely revised the whole block of Fremont Street. Well, that's a destination. They estimate 13 million people go there a year. Well, we've got that whole program. Now we're looking at that becoming a place in Buffalo, New York, as a destination and having that kind of Fremont Street program. That's another one we're working on. How about getting what's called broadband installed? Len, you'll love this one. In order to have broadband, it's fiber optics, everybody. Everybody pretty much has got an internet almost anywhere and then get a remote to get internet almost anywhere. In your car, in a coffee shop, whatever. If they don't have it, you can get it. But there's a new level, a higher speed, higher depth, greater capacity called broadband. And it uses super wavelengths, and they use fiber optics to use it, transfer the information. And in order to do that, the city has to be, every city has to be wired for it, hardwired. Well, guess what, folks? The organization that you're affiliating with in Hope and the Golden Rule Society We have $500 million dedicated, committed, already in place that we can, if we find a city that wants to get broadband installed, we have the money. Right now, we don't have to write a grant for it. That's already been granted. What we need to do is have a project that's real and we can submit it to the finance company and get it backed up. The government guarantees the money, but we get it, and then we can actually install. You talk about hiring people. You talk about making things happen. Folks, we've got the ability to do that right now. As you and I are sitting here talking right now with a certified program outline, we can have the installation of broadband brought to your community right now.
Fantastic.
I don't know if you heard me, Len, but that's $500 million. The cost for, like, let's say you wanted to wire Buffalo, the cost is $50 million. We have it. Right now, we have it. Someone says, well, you got to have it in the bank. We got it. So it's not a question of waiting for some politician to figure out how he's going to manipulate and compromise people to force them and leverage them to do something. We can do it right now. The company that installs broadband, there's many of them, but the biggest one, the best one, is known as NIAC. I think the headquarters for this broadband company is located Buffalo, New York. The company's right here in my town. But we've got every politician that's trying to get their hands to be the guy that says, I did it, fighting. I mean, they're tripping over themselves, so nothing happens. So we're finding a way. Now we've found another organization that we can develop utilizing the program called Hydro Pumping Electric Development. We can use that to be the keystone operation to build the actual installation of broadband. And we avoid all those people tripping over themselves. Gary Helfenstein, we were on the call with Chuck Fulmer this morning, and we're finalizing the plans, and we meet with a senator, state senator, and a local representative, executive director of a campaign for Greater Buffalo, Tim Tillman, and we're going to meet with them. We're presenting the package, and we'll keep you posted. But this can be world-changing and restore Buffalo to be the centerpiece of, used to be the Wild West. We were the gateway, and we're going to become the gateway to the future right here in Buffalo, New York. And that's what you, when you join and work with HOPE and Golden Rule Society, that's what you become part of. Isn't that exciting?
That's fantastic, Ron. God bless you for all the wonderful things you do. Continue. Please, continue. Be safe, be kind. Wonderful news. And I'm glad we're a part of it.
Well, you certainly are. See, when we go in the door to meet with these movers and shakers, not just in our community, but in the state and in the world, in the nation, we sit down as a cooperative group called the HOPE Collection, Golden Rule Society, and Jobonomics. It's a tripod. It's like a three-legged stool. We walk in the door, and there isn't one area in a community, in an industrial development, in the development of people, in the ability to help raise people up and improve their life and education and housing. There's no organization like three of us. And, you know, I think I read it one time. It's that triple braided cord can't be broken. And Len, you and Chuck and HOPE Collection, we're a triple braided cord.
Oh, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor and a pleasure, and you're going to see wonderful things happening because of people like Mr. Ron Clayton and all the people. He's one of the senior advisors in our Golden Rule Society, by the way. And like all of us, there are 22 of us, we all here are volunteers. And I always joke around with the team, whenever they do something good, I double their salary. And, of course, two mm-hmm. times nothing is still nothing. But it's an honor and a pleasure to be able to pat him on the back and say, keep up your great work because you're helping, making it a better world, helping the lives of others. Ah, I'm enamored and honored and just pleased to be part of the program, Ron, because you are a partners with the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society charity. Wow, what a deal. Back over to you, sir.
Well, thanks, Lynn. Well, you know, I don't think we ever go by a Friday that we don't discuss a company that you introduced the Hope Collection and Joel and all the members of Hope Collection. You introduced a company that has been recognized by all the medical organizations. Every one of them in the world voted this company to be the number one. This is what they were noted for, being the number one support organization for the medical field. That's the title. And they were examined and recognized and voted upon to become this noted world-class operation. Now, I say that. The name of it is Intiva Health. They are...
Yes.
When you talk about them, you know, the word you have to use is shock and awe. It's like shock and awe. I remember during the Gulf War, the general said, we're going to do shock and awe. Well, guess what? Intiva has taken in the medical field and done so many good things. It's shock and awe. Let me describe one of the shock and awe projects. Back when this horrible disease was loose in the world that has killed millions, there was a big race among every country and every medical field person in the world to try and find something to stop it. Initially, there was no way. Didn't even know what it is. But because of Intiva Health, their ability to allow companies, doctors, countries to communicate through a private, spontaneous, secure system of communication, which the president of the Intiva Corporation founded, the unique man. He should get a Nobel Peace Prize himself now, Len. But you know what? He turned around and with the Intiva organization, they were the cutting-edge organization. They were like, if you had a spoke, you had a wheel with the spokes. In the middle, you have the hub. And the spokes were the different medical companies and suppliers that could provide answers that helped us the first time in the history of mankind. In less than 9 months, we went from, I don't know, to we had a product that could be sent around the world. Wasn't perfect, isn't perfect today, but millions and millions and millions of lives were saved. Or their health conditions were made less than they would have, or they would have died. And this vaccine, you know, the COVID vaccine, I think. Now, good or bad, not judging that, I'm just saying without what Intiva Health did, doesn't exist. Now, this same company has programs. Let's say someone's got, they do testing, and they can do medical testing with a swab genetically, and they can review that individual's genetics and find out what medicines or what things people take in their body cause an effect that they can help them, that could kill them or get them sicker or give them other diseases. They're able to do a test and get that information and produce a report. That's a unique process. There's one area of that program that they do is so significant. Whenever you see these cases where there's all this crime and all these issues you hear people say the politicians like to use this as a cop-out right now. Well, we got mental health crisis. We don't know how to do this. Well, Intiva Health has this medical health test that can test, and when they do it, and check the genetics of the individual. And they literally, from this test line, they can tell if this person is out of whack. They can tell this person needs some kind of help. Hasn't become popular right now because government has to figure out how they can make money off it. When they do, it'll happen. But that is a unique process that Intiva Health has pioneered. But because of their recognition of being such a great company, they're able to do something, and they've taken their knowledge and they turn it into a support system for the medical field. And when somebody gets educated, that's great. They got a degree. So does the thermometer. Because you can't take a degree and do anything with it. You have to be certified by a state or a local government. And if you don't have that certification, you can't practice. Well, Intiva Health has a program. They can take any medical person in any field and have them get their certifications. Generally speaking, we're talking days, not months or years. So what they've done is they've pioneered a new system of certifications that can be breakneck speed. So we get more people who know about helping people in health get it done. They also were pioneers in another thing that's become popular. You turn on TV today or even radio, you hear companies talk about getting vitamins or getting prescriptions, and you're getting gummy worms or gummy bears or now jelly beans. They call them jelly beans. Just because they're trying to differentiate themselves from other companies. Carrying system. You know, when you get cough syrup, it gets a carrier that brings it so you can put it and drink it and take care of your cough. Well, a lot of pills and vitamins and the health medicines come in a form now called gummy bears. First of all, it has to be pharmaceutical grade product. Health, clearing. Good for you. Second of all, Intiva products are organic. You know how everything you want to buy. I find it funny. I go to church every Sunday, Len Gain, and there's people they got a trailer at the house, in front of the house, with firewood. And the next guy's got a trailer with wood on it. He says, organic firewood. Now you say, well, that's really impressive, isn't it? Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Here's what you need to know what you're talking about. If the wood you got isn't organic wood, it don't burn. Only you can't have wood that isn't organic. So the guy that thinks he's cute, telling people like he's getting something better, he got organic wood, it's the same blasted wood as the guy down the street. Identical. So you have to be careful when somebody advertises what they're doing. We have organic, pharmaceutical-grade, gummy bear fluid material that creates the carrier for your vitamins or doctor's prescriptions so you can chew them or eat them easily, your kids or whatever. And we're pioneers. Last year, the company did $1 billion. I'm sorry. Please forgive me, did in excess of $100 million. In a year, that's $1 billion of business. But in 1 month, it did in excess of $100 million. That's the company that Len Cain is on the board. Len Cain is part of the company and where it's headed and growing. Len Cain has been there and he knows the founder. And go ahead, Len. Why don't you talk a little bit more about Intiva? I'm running out of breath here.
Well, I'm honored to do that, and thank you for the introduction on it, because I was right in line with you to mention it to the ladies and gentlemen. I hope you have your paper and your pencil handy, because you got to visit this organization, and here's how to do it. First, you go to the Golden Rule Society website. Very simple. Write this down. You know how it goes. www.goldenrulesociety. That's all one word, no spaces. goldenrulesociety.org. The letters O-R-G. Simply means we're legitimate, charitable, nonprofit, tax exempt. We've been cleared and licensed by the great state of California and the entire United States of America. So if you go to goldenrulesociety.org, in the navigation buttons, you look and you'll see Intiva Health. That's spelled I-N-T-I-V-A. It's an acronym, informational, technology, all that good stuff. But here's the thing. It's free. And what you ought to do is tell your doctor, your nurses, your scientists, whoever you want to talk about. Because every doctor, nurse, and people in the medical industry, I tell them about it, and I said, no, well, we haven't heard much about them. And they come back, and they say, Len, why didn't you tell me about it sooner? Because, as I told you, Intiva Health was selected and chosen number one in the world, supporting the medical industry. And I'll explain how that goes. It's sort of a synergistic program. Let's pretend that you are finding the cure for cancer. And you're saying, oh, I'm going to find the cure because I'm getting so close. But what you do, if you go to the Intiva Health, you're going to be communicating with people, ladies and gentlemen, whoever, who've been working on this. And they'll say, that is really great. We're going to help work with you, gentlemen. Or they might always say, oh, don't waste your time because that has been proven not to work. But here's some things you can add that will even make it more better. And that's like being in an office with a bunch of scientists who are all working together to find the cure rather than one person just wandering off in the wilderness making mistakes and doing things, and you say, oh, gosh, dear, I spent years and it didn't work. Well, now the synergy is working together, and that's what the good part about it, and that's why we were selected number one in the world. And everybody should know about it because it's free. They come on board. You can sign in. Okay, what's going on? What do you need? What do you want? What can you offer? Hey, here's what. Well, how can we help you? And that's kind of like what the Golden Rule Society is all about. Hey, how do we can work together to make it a better world? And like I said, we've been doing this for over 50 years. And yes, I'm a partner with the founder, a gentleman by the name Mr. Alexander Candelario. He was a combat marine in the United States, and sadly he lost a leg in combat and was medically retired. Then he went back to Texas. He was going to college, and he got there, and they found out that he's just, wow, technologically, he is pretty much a scientist and a superior. The next thing you know, he's doing things that they haven't heard about because he was knowledgeable and bringing it all together. Next thing you know, we have this organization called Intiva, I-N-T-I-V-A, Intiva Health. And you now have access to it. And it's free. Come on board. Tell everybody. Because one of these days, you're going to see the announcement. Cancer has been cured. No more these problems. Like COVID-19, no more. Covered, whatever the new bad things that are happening to the people, we found a cure for it because everybody has been working together to help make it a better world. And that's why we're here, to serve. And I called it earlier, I mentioned it, the KISS program. Keep it simple, servant, and we are here to serve. That's why the good Lord poured us on here, to help one another. So that's it from the Intiva Health Program. Now, you know how to get to our website. Now, there are a whole bunch of other things that are there that so many people take advantage of. And I'll just mention just a few. And again, I'm not selling anything because we have, after spending more than a quarter of a century as a naval aviator, fighter pilot, when I retired, I went and became an airline pilot. They're an airline captain flying here all over the states and all that. And I put together a program called The Wise Traveler just because we wanted to give people, if you're going to be traveling, why not do the wise thing about it? Because so many people go traveling maybe for the first time or whenever, and they make mistakes and they're uncomfortable or they're jeopardized and maybe put themselves in a dangerous situation or not so comfortable. So what we do is we put something that's called a wise traveler. And we give a, here's the action plan for traveling. To keep yourself safe so that you know you're doing the right thing at the right time at the right place. And it's free. And what you do, you sign up. Here's an example that I use because one of our people who used it said, Captain Kane, I said, we did this week, a round trip from the East Coast to the West Coast. And they said, yes, it's going to cost you $1,000. And he says, well, I'm a member of the Wise Traveler program. They said, oh, in that case, it's only $500. A $500 discount. And by the way, I do not control the discounts. The airlines, that's their own business, but you do, they do treat us right, and they get discounts. So what happens is the people say, well, oh, Golden Rule Society, all they want is a donation. We don't solicit donations. If we get a donation, whatever we get, we give. We've been doing that for 50 years. So if you wanted to make a donation from the money that you save, let's say you save $500, and you want to give 10% to your church or your favorite charity, we recommend that you do that. That way you're happy. The charity or the church that you're supporting, they're very happy. They're pleased because it benefits everybody. And that's why we're all here. To help make it a better world. So that's it, the wise traveler. And I could go on about the Antiva Health all day, but there are more things, and you have to go to the website, goldenrulesociety.org, and take advantage of it. You'll see all the things that are the wonderful things we have been doing. We also have a prescription discount program. Very typical, you go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you need a little bit of this good stuff that's going to make you feel better tomorrow. So you go to the drugstore, and the doctor or whoever the pharmacist says, that'll be $100. And you say, well, but I'm a member of the Golden Rule Society. It's this discount program for prescriptions. And I said, okay, so it's only $50. And these are representative numbers. I can't control them. I don't even think about trying that. But you get discounts. So why pay full price when you can get a discount? And where is it available to you? Right on the Golden Rule Society website. You just look down there and said, I'm going to join up. It's free. Oh, my. All kind of neat, wonderful things, and it's available to you. And there are so many wonderful things that don't have time to just go through them all, but they're available to you, and we keep adding more and more to it. And the big thing that we're kicking off again, it's a redo of the Golden Rule Society's Worldwide Kindness Campaign. And you can be a part of it by simply forwarding the email that I send you if you want to, and off you go, helping it. People, everybody said, everybody's going to be taking advantage of the opportunities to help to make that a better world by helping others. And that's why we're here, my friends. And we just have a few more minutes. And what I do want to tell you is that please do yourself the favor and share. And I'm going to give you one last little teaser. We have Golden Rule Society. We have, it's the size of a dollar bill. It's our Golden Rule Society. I call it a lucky book. That's our little teaser. But on one side of the dollar bill is called an action plan for living.
Yay.
Okay. All the things you do, why make the mistakes that have already been made? You want to have a good, better life. Why mess things up by making mistakes? And on the other side of the card, the dollar bill, lucky buck, is an action plan for business. Now, these are put together by successful people who have made a living by being successful. So what we did was we took all their good guidance and put them on just the size of a dollar bill. And nothing heavy, but very positive and very powerful. So if you want, here's what I'm going to offer you. All you have to do is send me a stamp self-addressed envelope. Send it to me. It's very simple. Golden Rule Society. And simple. It's a post office box, 711. Everybody knows that, a 711. And you can send it to Coronado, California. And the number is 92178. I'll say it again so you can write it down. 92178. And, of course, you can put the post office box again on there. After that, box 711. And what we're going to do is when you send that card, your stamp simply, what we'll do is we'll just put the lucky buck in your envelope and mail it back to you. You've just paid the cost of the So anyway, but you're going to get stuff that's worth thousands of dollars, and all, what does it cost you? A stamp? To send it to me and a stamp to get it back to you? It's well worth it because you're going to make a life better for yourself. What a deal. For the cost of two stamps, you're going to be saving thousands or more. Who knows? That's up to you. But, Ron, I'm just don't want to run out of time on here, but I want to turn it back over to you with the great thanks and appreciation of all that you have done and are doing. Ladies and gentlemen, share this information with your family, friends, and neighbors so they can be on the radio show 6 days of the week with the Hope Collection. And on Fridays, I'm honored, humbled, and it's a pleasure to be here working hand-in-hand with Mr. Ron Clayton. Thank you kindly. God bless. Take good care. And I'll say so long for now.
Thank you, Len. By the way, this ceramic block that says be kind on one side, I didn't tell you, I didn't turn it over. On the back side it says work hard. But anyways, I'm mailing this be kind block, ceramic block to you. So,
God bless you.
Everybody, I want to ask everybody this weekend to go out of your way to be kind to someone, new. You just come in contact, open a door for them, shake their hand, pat them on the back, and tell them what a great day and a life this can be, and share it with them, and be kind. Thank you, everyone. Love you. See you Monday.